Mannequin Challenge was your doing?
Yep, I guess so. Yeah, it was me. There's no way you can organize, you know, 53 guys, you know, without, you know, somebody, you know, getting together. But, yeah, that was me. Unfortunately, we was a week late, you know, about a week and a half late. You know, I wanted to do it a whole lot earlier, but it still turned out great. The people loved it.
Do you feel for the coaches now when you have to organize all those guys?
I said that from the get-go. They asked me, Von, do you ever see yourself coaching? I'm like, you know what? I have a newfound appreciation for all of our coaches because these guys, it's hard to get 27-year-olds and 25-year-olds to, like, listen, like, right now. Like, listen to what we're talking about. This is important. In 4 days, we're going to be tested on this stuff. You know, some guys, it's just hard to, you know, hammer it in with some guys.
How'd you get the ball to hang in the air?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to tell, you know, Akib's secret, but he had, like, you know, the movie magic with the angle. He made sure that I came from that angle, too, so he had, you know, it's a little movie magic. I don't know, I've never gotten to Drew Brees. You know, I've been close. You know, our first game when we played in 2012, I think, you know, I was close. But I never really got to him. You know, Streif on the right side, he does a pretty good job. And I think Pete is on the left side. He does a young guy, but he has all the measurables and all the talent in the world. Just about being consistent for him. And, you know, whenever you got like whenever you got just one problem being consistent, it's easy, you know, to fix that stuff. And they got an all-pro right there at right guard as well. So it's going to be another tough challenge. Every week is a tough challenge. That's what makes, you know, the NFL great. You know, if we went out every week and got 9 sacks on, you know, everybody on every quarterback, it'll kind of take out some of the excitement. So, you know, going against a great quarterback, you know, arguably, you know, the best all-around quarterback that we have in the National Football League right now, going against him and a great offensive line and a great offense is going to be incredibly tough. But, you know, if we can stick to our plan, I feel like we'd be all right.
Vaughn, do you keep it? Sorry, I know this is a tough one to answer, but are you getting held more than most guys?
I don't know. I'm just so used to. I don't really pay attention to that stuff. You know, I'm just so used to, you know, laying it all out there, coming back to the line of scrimmage, getting the play, running again. You know, it's hard enough to stay on the field and rush and do all this stuff. You know, when you get caught up in thinking about did I get held on that play or this or that, you know, it makes me lose focus. I really don't even pay attention to it. Even when we watch film. You know, I really don't even pay attention to it. The refs, they do a great job of calling, you know, holding calls. I'm not going to be the one lobbying for them anyway. So,
you almost never turn and say anything. If you just decided I'm not.
No, I mean, I'm always on the next play. And I feel like if I get my rush like I'm supposed, if I rush how I'm supposed to rush, then, you know, if they hold me or not, I'm still going to be able to get there. So, I put the pressure on myself. I put it on myself. It's easy for me to fix myself. You know, if I get into this game with the refs, you know, they hold me on this play, hold me on that play. It's going to take me away from trying to help my teammates improve and trying to get Shane in there to make a sack and all the other stuff that I have to do in the game. So I really just don't even worry about this stuff, and I just play.
In that vein of no excuses, Derek was telling us that yesterday, like, no excuses, just be great. DeMarcus was up here saying, we got to be physical. It's a pride thing. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys as a defense, I guess, mindset going into this game, especially stopping the run?
I mean, we're in a tough patch right now. I mean, that's just you know, part of National Football League. Every season, you know, it's going to be ups and downs. You know, I would like to play in a season where we just kill everybody and, you know, go undefeated all the way to the championship, and then we blow whoever it is out in the Super Bowl. But that's just not how it works in National Football League. And, you know, for me, we're in a tough patch right now. We'll be able to get out of it. We have the players in place. We have, you know, the leadership in place. We have everything in place. So with that formula, I feel like at the end of it, we'll be able to get out of it. It's just tough right now. Some of the stuff that teams have been doing all year. The Raiders, they loaded with 6 offensive linemen. You know, Cincinnati did the same thing. The Colts did the same thing as well. And I want to say Carolina had, you know, a package where they came out with 6 offensive linemen. So it's not something that we haven't seen. We just got to, you know, get out of this tough patch that we're in right now.
What do you think of King's dance? Trying to imitate
you. I mean, you know, punters dancing, you know, they always say that, you know, this is a no fun league or whatever it is, but you got punters out here dancing. That's, you know, that's dope to me. If the score was a little bit different, it would be even doper, you know. But You know, I think it's great, you know, whenever you can show some emotion. You know, I talked to King after the game. We was kind of, you know, laughing about it and stuff. And I saw some clips, you know, of the dance. You know, that's part of the game, you know. I feel like that should be part of the game.
Did you feel honored?
No, I wouldn't say honored. I mean, if we was winning, you know, and we were winning and he was still dancing and stuff, you know, I'd feel, you know, different about it. But, you know, whenever you're on the opposite end of the stick and, you know, other teams, you know, celebrating and doing all that stuff, it's not, you know, too much you could take away from it.
Vaughn, what about having the military guys out
there? Oh, that was dope. I mean, that's one of the highlights of playing in National Football League, the type of respect that we show towards the armed forces and the services. And that's one of the best things about the National Football League on my part. Salute to Service Month is one of my favorite months. You get to pick, you know, the emblem back of the helmet. I actually put all the emblems on the inside of the helmet because, you know, obviously it's no form league, so I can't, you know, have all of this stuff. But, you know, I have a huge respect for those guys. What we do on the football field, it kind of correlates. But when we lose, we go home with a bad attitude. When they lose, you know, somebody loses their life. So huge respect to those guys. I've been over to Afghanistan and all of that stuff and met real superheroes. So I respect those guys to the highest level.
What'd you think about the election?
I paid attention to it. You know, I don't want to, you know, create any headlines. You know, that's what's the beauty of our country. You know, you go out and you vote. And what the people want is what happens. You know, it's not like, you know, it's rigged or anything. You know, people got out and voted, and that's what the American people want. So that's what the American people want. I'm American. I'm with it. I'm going to ride with it.
Vaughn, you mentioned you haven't sacked Drew Brees. Do you keep a list of the guys you have sacked?
No, I really don't. It's, you know, I really don't even pay attention to it until we come across a team and, I go back into the memory bank. Oh, yeah, I never really got to him. You know, Andrew Luck, we've played those guys a lot of times. Me and Drew Brees, we've only seen each other once. So, yeah, I just remember about the first game. I didn't really get to him how I wanted to get to him. And then he threw for 300 yards on us, too. It was back when he had the streak going to 300-yard games and, you know, he got 300 yards on us, and we didn't get a sack, so it was like a double whammy.
All right, thanks, Vaughn.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, appreciate it.